Members of Juneau's LGBTQ community celebrated the second day of Pride Week with a picnic at a local park. The festive mood was darkened by collective mourning for victims of a mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando. KTOO's Quentin Chandler has more.
At least 50 people were killed in Orlando early Sunday. Jeff Rogers says he learned about the tragedy earlier that morning and it blew him away.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
It hits home awfully deep for the queer community during Pride to see an event like that. Our heart goes out to the victims and the families and everybody involved.
Rogers is attending the Southeast Alaska LGBTQ Alliance's 30th anniversary Pride picnic. He says the shooting in Orlando reminds him why the LGBTQ community celebrates Pride.
We celebrate Pride in memory of and as a commemoration of Stonewall, where gays and trans women were victimized and brutalized in nightclubs in New York.
The Stonewall riots of 1969 are widely recognized as the start of the modern gay civil rights movement. The riots began when gay men and women resisted arrest in New York's Greenwich Village during a police raid of a well-known gay bar at the time, the Stonewall Inn. Rogers says, in a way, Pride has always been about overcoming adversity and will continue to be as the country recovers from the attack on the gay nightclub Pulse Orlando. Richard Carter and Heather Laverne were also struck by the timing of the attack.
You can't be selfish except for in hindsight, but I felt a little bit selfish to be out celebrating when other people were experiencing that.
I woke up and read an article about it, and I just started doing all this research, reading, and looking to see what I could find out. But at the same time, I mean, it doesn't help you wrap your head around it. You can't read enough to understand why anyone would do something like that.
State Representatives Sam Keto, Kathy Munoz, and Juneau Deputy Mayor Jesse Keel offered words of encouragement to picnic-goers, denounced the attack in Orlando, and Keel and Munoz highlighted policy changes they've proposed to support LGBTQ rights. Munoz is a sponsor of a bill to prohibit discrimination against sexual orientation in the state, and Keel has proposed a similar Juneau ordinance.
Right now, there's nothing in Juneau law that prohibits discrimination based on race or sex or sexual orientation or pretty much anything else. And that's a gap in our law here in the capital city.
Keel says his ordinance would plug gaps in protection on all those fronts, as well as for marital status, age disability, and gender identity.
And it will apply in housing, it'll apply in credit, it will apply in the workforce, and it'll apply to public accommodation.
Keel says he's been told by a number of people that discrimination is a problem in Juneau, and he says the State Human Rights Commission gets 24 complaints of discrimination from Juneau each year. Carter agrees discrimination should be outlawed in Juneau. He says everyone, no matter their color, sex, or sexual orientation, is mindful of whether the community they move or travel to will be tolerant.
Even if you're just going on vacation out of the country, you pick countries that you know you're not going to be attacked or oppressed in. I've been called faggot on the streets of Juneau, but it doesn't happen very often, and I don't feel in danger here. And I don't feel unwelcome here. I think overall Juneau's been an amazing place.
Keel's ordinance is scheduled for introduction to the Juneau City Assembly Monday. The public will have an opportunity to testify on the ordinance June 21st. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.